Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. My Olympian mission is to promote lifelong personal development, human empowerment, out-of-the-box thinking, creative self-expression, and a dedication of one's unique talents to community service. All of my labors in this lifetime celebrate the hero's journey in myth, legend, spirituality, popular culture, and in daily life. I firmly believe that the human spirit is essentially heroic and always seeking ways to express its innate nobility and greatness, and that a life fully lived, dedicated to actualizing the highest we can conceive, is the noblest expression of human existence. Tonight, on our episode, I on Northern New Jersey, we join with Bill Waitman and move the age of heroes forward with the Elysium Project. Greetings and welcome, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Hercules, and it's a night to celebrate. I know that on our broadcast stations, there'll be all kinds of celebrations tonight with Tom Hanks and Bruce Springsteen and the whole crew. Our group from New Jersey. Well, we got another group from New Jersey, and a few others that are going to be on there. This has been an interesting day. I think one line that actually characterizes it me is that Biden said in his inaugural address that we need to end our uncivil war and embrace a united front amid a series of daunting crises. And he went on to talk about unity and. It looked for a moment today that, the Speaker and now the Senate Minority Leader and Senate Majority Leader, Schumer. I feel like we escaped a real nightmare, at least for the present. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I want to give you one example, though.
Sure.
You tell me if it makes sense. In 1807, we had a vice president that made deals with the British. He also shot Alexander Hamilton in a duel. Both of them were very smart, brilliant men, but I think Hamilton had the best of it. And that was Aaron Burr. And Jefferson put something like a petition against Burr. I believe Burr got away. I don't think he ever served any time. But that's the closest that I see as an interaction other than the Civil War. And, that really challenged our society. And it was going on for a couple of years before Jefferson realized that Burr was Jefferson's third vice president. But the stuff that happened, you and I and most of America, from whatever side of view they were, watched what was going on at the Capitol.
Past 4 years have felt very unreal. It felt like we were in some weird dream a lot of times. I couldn't imagine that what I was experiencing and others were experiencing was reality. It was just so bizarre. And now things are starting to feel like they're back to normal again. It's going to be an uphill road and there's a lot of challenges, but at least it feels like we're back in reality again.
I think so. And many of the challenges will be getting, this shouldn't have gone this late without getting some members of the cabinet in. He's got a lot of issues now to settle. I think the vice president is not only beautiful, but she's smart beyond reach. She's just I think she'll be a great help to him. He should give her more and more trouble, more and more work. I think that she can help solve a lot of the issues. I think everything Biden said today and what she said and others said, I mean, even including Mitch McConnell. I've heard nice words come out of him, and also the House Minority Leader, who really kind of crossed the lines a little bit during that whole practice. I don't know what they're going to do with the two senators and the House Minority Leader, because some of this stuff bordered on treason, and it could have killed many people if the things hadn't gone right. We had a cop that knew how to misdirect people they trusted him for that. He got him out there, and you know, the cop that was crushed, it kind of hurt my heart. I mean, I taught at John Jay as a PhD student. I took over some of the classes for my my instructors and professors. One of them, two of the three are dead now, but it was. Just thinking, I've heard all the bad things said about, but I know that some of them, at least from John Jay that I've met, and ones that I met up in the Bronx at Fordham University when they had federal funding for police, probation, and others, I think it was well worth the effort. And I think today was just a totally safe day. The troops filled in. I understand that there were 12 troop members that were, you know, asked to go, but hey, with 25,000, it worked out perfect. I don't know what's going to happen. Have you heard any news of anything in any capitals? I've only heard of, you know, a couple of people here just marching in protest, which they have a right to do. But I haven't heard anything.
I've heard of the same too. I haven't, to be honest, today I've been busy with a lot of things. I haven't really had a chance to look at the news as much as I would have liked, but in skimming through titles and videos, it didn't seem like there was anything very major happening today anywhere.
No, they had already tracked down, I think, 100-some-odd people.
And some people had marched, like you said, and, you know, but again, that is as long as they're peacefully protesting, that is the right.
It's okay. It was refreshing to see Mitch McConnell, now in his different role, at least be very friendly with the president. I think that's helpful. We have to really end this kind of stuff that went on here. That was inexcusable. And we know from what the media tells us and what our eyes tell us, they meant harm, those protesters. Many of them meant harm. I had a family member go there, but I can't control his activities. But I never would have done this, anything like this. It's really a blemish on our history. It's just that today at least wipes it clean and we can move forward. Our enemies are hopefully, standing in place that we can get through this. I don't know if you got it today. I sent you a thing on, I think I sent it via email on the Secretary of State worked with the Carnegie for Peace Initiative. They are the heads of the Foreign Policy Association, which I belong. And
yes,
I hope you can post it, Hercules. I couldn't find a way to post it on Facebook. If you can do that for me, I think it's worthwhile for people to see.
My email wouldn't open it. It said that you've never contacted me from this new email before. So I have to see what that do to open it up.
I'm probably committing treason.
No, I don't think so.
I'll figure some way to get it to you. I tried to put it on Facebook. I don't see anything offensive about it. The whole thing is to finally realize that after 3 to 5 wars that go on and on forever, that our foreign policy is not really correlated with the middle class, who have many fears about what's going on, long-term wars. It seems that the middle class gets – I have no problem with the people on the bottom, but the middle class gets taxed to death. I mean, this president, I have – where I am now, I own the house. I have a house in Sussex County that I – need to again put a septic system in because of the waters nearby us, and they've been gouging us, but there's no help from the state or federal government. It's a lot of money to do this, and I would have believed sewers would be more efficient than septics, which can possibly leach into a lake, and they're leaching into every lake in our area, in the mountains that we have for water, which goes for miles up and down the coast, the other coast, so including the Hudson River and the Delaware River. So much stuff is going into water. I know I have relatives on the other side of the river in Pennsylvania that had allowed fracking on their yard in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And they get paid a fee, They're not doing it. Some big company is doing it, and it's polluting. That's the drinking water, the Delaware and the upper Hudson, you know, the Hudson River that is across our border in New York State. So that's got to change, and I'm glad that he's rejoining the Paris Accord. I mean, he must have been busy with the handwriting today, putting his signature down, because there's a lot of valuable bills that he replaced. I think definitely we have to start getting in touch with Iran. I think the population of Iran, many years ago I did a study when the old Shah was in line, and I mistakenly, I thought I was sending it to the, you know, one of those government radio stations, you know, broadcast to either the Eastern Europe or
yes,
some other regions of the country. I actually sent it to the CIA, and I didn't have an extra copy. I was in trouble with that. But I thought that the Shah was going to fall. But, we keep engaging it, and I'm so glad that he didn't have any time to either send a missile to Iran or, you know, do any of the other things that that would conflict our foreign policy. I think that the idea of a foreign policy for the American people is like backing a war against the people in Yemen when they're being slaughtered to death. Sure, there may be an ally. I don't know much of an ally because they've been bombed by 20 to 30 Arab countries that even Iran's Israel supports. I think it's time to, you know, have peace in that region. I don't know if we can do all things that we can, because China has pretty much been really passing us by, although they picked up some problems with the virus themselves today, as reported. But if we live in a different
country. I missed it. I didn't get to see what happened. What happened today?
China made some President Xi, he made some comments today, and maybe today or yesterday, in his press. We're not doing well in any event. They're doing a little better than us. They had a 2.9%. GDP. I don't know where our GDP is. It seems like in some ways we have a lot of jobs. In other ways, it looks like we've lost, as Biden said, hundreds of thousands of jobs and many small businesses. I know that I'm not near you, but I know from my sister, Bergenfield, for instance, which you're pretty close to, seems to have a lot of boarded stores. And I think that there's a lot of regions of our state that have a large amount of boarded stores. I used to go to a roller rink near Bergenfield, so I know it really well. I'm sure that's gone. But we're in a real difficult situation. And much of the world really doesn't believe we can make it back. You know, I think the idea of this foreign policy for the middle class, with its anxieties that it's always paying the tax, I think that means lesser wars and some of the other services. I know many times, maybe too many times, I mentioned to you Joseph Nye. Joseph Nye was in defense and he was in state under different administrations, but he created the idea of soft power. Soft power could be the Peace Corps earlier than him under the Kennedy-Johnson regime. But the soft power is what the Chinese are doing. They're building dams and railroads under their whatever it is, the boat in the road or whatever, the Silk Road. They're really following up on the Silk Road, going all the way to Europe. And they're in Africa and they're in Latin America building projects. And we should have gotten in that. That would have meant jobs for us, too. We need to – one thing that Trump never did – and I was always angry about it because I work with unions and other groups, is we never rebuilt our infrastructure. You know that we're riding around on roads that are falling apart, bridges that need – in New Jersey, less. I mean, I went from the old Skyway at the time, which was falling down. I know they did some repair work to some kind of covered bridge in Jersey City one day, and that was out-and-out nightmare. I mean, our software, our sewer systems, our water systems, They're all part of our infrastructure. And when we're out thousands of jobs, it's time to put weak people to work, give them the training, whatever. I don't even, maybe I don't know how to do it, Hercules, but I think that we need to start schooling any way we can. Kids, I don't think it's, I think we need to use, I've always said we need to use trailers. This home thing is not working. I have a grandson at home. He's, you know, some teachers are excellent, and some teachers just send in, write me 500 or 800 words for the day. That actually happens in school systems that I know. I prefer the other teachers, but the kids are getting maybe two days in school and 3 days at home. And you know what? They're riding their bicycles and they're doing whatever, and it's not a good situation.
No.
I know that's a pressing thing for the president. This guy buried us in this. The president just left. He buried us in a tremendous epidemic, a pandemic that's getting worse with different forms of change or whatever. We know that they lied about the storage of needed vaccines. Currently, we have two vaccine companies, but it's almost next to nothing left. We have a third that's from New Jersey that's ready to come on board. It may have come on board over the weekend without knowing it, but there's no follow-up now. This is a big goofball thing. I mean, we're headed for 500,000 deaths. This has never happened. I mean, to me, it sounds like you could add up all the wars. And you could even throw in the Japanese from Hiroshima. I mean, it's getting to a point where this is getting way out of hand. People are dying. You have to wear the mask. I know in his talk today, there's no way to make it illegal to not wear a mask. But too many people are not wearing masks. I mean, some chains like Walmart near you and say in Peterborough, they have a mask law for customers and their workers. In the South, that's not the case. They don't have, Walmart makes all its workers wear masks, and it asks others they should wear masks, but they have no, there's no legal sanction if they don't. And there's just too much. I mean, New York City looks like it's climbing out of its hell. We know California is, I've never seen anything like this. California, the state of Florida, Texas. It's just crazy that the things. The governor, I think, of North Dakota, I think she's a screwball. I mean, no mask, nothing. She can't enforce nothing, not even asking him to wear a mask. You know, they lose 200,000 people in the end. They're done as a state. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. Nobody cares in government. We need better. The thing about Biden today is that he took on the promise like a Kennedy, that we can do more and be better. And I don't see that from, you know, we didn't see it from the last administration. They were more interested in finding ways not to have Biden go a step forward. And it seems like we were lucky as hell that he did, because we were really in bad shape. I know that there are people mad at the governor in New Jersey. I know that there are two candidates on the Republican side of the bill planning to run. But the planning to run is Trump's. When are we going to get back to the old-fashioned Republican Party? You and I growing up, I'm going to give you an example if you agree with me.
Okay.
Lyndon Johnson passed the Great Society programs, you know, the health insurance and a whole slew of other programs, food programs for children, whatever. He couldn't count on Democrats in the South at the time. Lucky for him, I don't know if I brought this up to you before, and I apologize. Senator Dirksen in the Midwest, a character, he recorded music and other stuff, but he was a Republican that stepped forward. And there were other Republicans across the country. There are things that Republicans and Democrats must agree on, and there must be a way. Two senators in Congress, in the Senate, supporting that crazy mob-like attack, they should have their seats taken away from them. There's got to be better people. I mean, I don't know, maybe there's a a Bush in Texas, or that could step up and run. Maybe former President Bush has some family members. Too bad he didn't have his mother. She would make a great senator. It was outrageous to watch that stuff. It was outrageous when I looked at them stealing, you know, opening those desks and you've seen the film from the magazine that just went TV about 2 days ago. I've been running it like non-endlessly. It's a nightmare. It's about 12 plus minutes, and they're searching desks. They're crushing a cop.
I've seen some of those tapes.
Yeah, a lady reported she stole the Pelosi's computer and was taken to the Russians. Who does that? Right group, why would you do that to the Russians? Why would you give them that advantage of us? They're going to be kind to us? I don't know. We got our hands out. I think there's a lot of education that needs to be taught. This time period, actually, they should add a class on college, and they should put something in for kids. When you and I went to school, we had civics.
Right.
We had some form of civics. Even in the lower grades, I had civics. And when I got in high school, I had 2 years of history, American and world history. I think they need to broaden that for the rest of the world, include most of the rest of the world, because things are going at 183,000 miles per second squared, if I'm getting the speed of light. Many things are going on in this country. Tesla's ready to shoot people to Mars. I don't know if I would take that trip, but things have to change in this country. We got too much into apathy. And it's sad I know we couldn't have a counter-protest because people care, but we needed to do something. You know, even if it was in they would have been outnumbered. Maybe not. I mean, that was such a thing. We have, like I said, I don't recall anything like this in my lifetime. I know my grandfather was in World War I, and he was a bonus soldier. What that was some extra money they were supposed to get in World War I for the soldiers that, you know, when they came home. They didn't get it. You know, Woodrow Wilson, he was out of, I don't know what he had. He could have had, he could have had, the Spanish flu, which many people said he had. He went to Europe for a peace conference. But for the rest of his term, his wife ran she was the unofficial president.
Really?
She kept going. Yeah, for almost 2 years.
Trip
to Europe, I think, really, he caught, they say now that it was the Spanish flu. I've heard other things in the past, but he was just stuck on a couch, and she carried out all the functions for almost two full years. And he had his issues, too. He's been brought up on racism. He was the head of Princeton University and later became our governor, became our governor. But we need some kind of form of change. We do need the classes taught in the schools on civics and how to be responsible citizens. Nobody knew about these groups, the right-wing fringe groups, because they weren't all that right-wing and hidden. I saw the Proud Boys or the Poor Boys walking right down a street.
Yeah,
I
you
knew
said
of their
that.
Existence.
In Florida, you saw them open down there.
It's crazy that these people would do that. There's so many of these groups that we never heard of for months. The president said in his office there was a female governor from Michigan. They attempted to kidnap her and kill her.
Yes,
and
I remember.
And they had also put, I don't know if the governor of Virginia got reelected, he was also on the firing line to be murdered. They were sending people there. This is crazy. We never had this. This is the worst form of terrorism there is. She lucked out that the police were honest. I didn't know she was all that conservative. She told people maybe they should wear masks, and they should. The logic of calling the election crooked was bizarre. He lost by some, what, 8 million votes? I mean, 81 million to what, 74 and change or 73? I mean, he was bragging about the numbers today. There was some mention, I think, today when he was on the tarmac taking off. I didn't see that venture.
I don't recall any.
You know, Hercules, I remember I was not a crazy fan of the younger President Ford. To tell you the truth, I liked the older, his father. And I thought his mother was just a great, you know, great lady. But I appreciated the way he handled, you know, the Obama election. He was a gentleman, and his wife was a gentlewoman. And they were a class act. And if his father had been alive, he would have been a class act, too. He would have sent the former governor of Florida there as well. It's just crazy. Down here in the South, it's been very bad. I was trying to get my friend from North Carolina, who's published his second book. I couldn't get him. He's hooked into somebody that's in Maine. And he's been writing about this endlessly. He's asked me questions that I don't even understand. It's so theoretical. It's like an intellectual who's on first. And you know who is on second or something like the Abbott Costello motive. But in the South, in North Carolina, Lindsey Graham was always a friend of Biden's and a great friend of McCain, took him on trips with him. He stood in Ukraine largely by himself, McCain. The one thing I always respected from McCain, he could have won the president, but at a funding event, a lady came up to him and said all these derogative things about Obama as a father and everything else, and he took a moment to speak loudly that that wasn't true, that he was a good man and a decent man. And, you know, I had the pleasure of knowing Theodore Sorensen. I knew him for about 3 or 4 years. I met him in New York. We met a couple of times. He wrote a book along with President Kennedy called Profiles in Courage. And McCain got in that book. I'm sure that before Theodore Sorensen died or the young Kennedy daughter, now not much young, she still runs the Profiles in Courage, group that selects people every year or every couple of years. But I thought that was a profile in courage, what he did. He put up the chance to win the presidency to say no to some racism. Lindsey Graham never got that lesson. One day in the last week, he went before Congress and he said, "I'm done with Trump. It's been a long time."
It was very puzzling how he flip-flopped on that. It was very hard to know where he stood, because he said he was done with that, and then the next day he wasn't.
Then he took a trip to he thought he was going to Alamo, to the Alamo, but he was going to Alamo, Texas. Trump didn't know it either. You know, it's the Alamo, I believe, is in San Antonio. So there was no reason for him to do it. He just counted himself the very next day. And then Cruz, if somebody called my father and said my father was in on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I would, whether I was governor, assemblyman, mayor, I would have nothing to do. I would have nothing to do with that person. Cruz takes it from Trump, all these names and name calling and bad, bad treatment of dignitaries like the president of the Ukraine. We elected a crude human being. I know people listening in, some of them will be very angry, but I'm angry. Just about 4 years of waste, retrenching. I think we'll have a better foreign policy. I think we have some of the best and brightest ever in a cabinet. I hope I'm right. I know that his Secretary of State is a good man. He was always behind Biden in the past, but he's young and he's learning and he's good. But we had the last Secretary of State, he was mouthing off bad, stupid things days before this was over. I mean, it would be horrendous if somebody broke into the state capitol, killed the governor, took out the Republican leaders that they disagree with, put up a hangman's noose. I mean, I don't see that. My favorite thing was watching an African-American cop wave them off running up the hall of the Capitol. I used to go to the Capitol for meetings. I went with an Episcopal minister who headed 300 organizations, and we talked about, you know, we did report cards on congressmen and senators on what they were doing to help poor people in our state. That's why the Episcopalian minister was a great find. And we did that, and we did it for the New Jersey legislature, too. We went up there, and we graded them on report cards. And in general, the reports were good. I also went down there for drug issues because I was selected to testify numerous times before the Assembly and the State Senate committees on drugs. And I went down there with a bunch, almost some of the same people, usually religious leaders, African-American, reverends of different churches, Catholics, Episcopalians, any religion under the sun, Jewish rabbis, always there for everything. But I just can't believe what we've seen. I think that thing is always going to be in my memory, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, because when I was in, I think, the eighth grade, they were sailing out. My dad was going to be called up if there was a war. He got called up three times after World War II. Somebody has to call in now. I don't know. I don't know who that is. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, somebody called. I don't know. But he got called up for the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I told you when I was a young boy, I lived in a
call. I can put a song on and give you a break to check out your call.
No, I disconnected. I didn't recognize the name. It said wireless caller. And I don't know. There's a million wireless callers, so I can't take them. I usually use that phone. It's Hilda's phone because it's easy to get the number. But I'm trapped. They've been out. Yeah, I'm doing some duty here with my dog. I've had my house broken into every time we've left.
I'm sorry.
My wife lost her wedding rings and jewelry and a lot of stuff. I am with my dog because I had him tied up. I don't know. Hold on, Isaac.
I'll put on a quick song.
Hello?
I put on a song for you this week to handle the call.
Okay, nobody's there. They don't see me. Hello?
I'm here. Hold on.
It's a cool guy, sir.
This is the spirit of the senior song. For with the baptism you belong. And with the thank you.
Greetings and welcome back to
I
on Board New Jersey with Bill Waitman. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Okay. You know, one thing that happened today while we were looking away or whatever, Biden today signed 17 orders,
wow.
You know, including the mask mandate on federal property, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which I thought was the stupidest thing in the world. If you're going to worry about China, then you'd be on it's the soft power thing that I was talking about earlier. Being a member of that climate change, there are islands and countries that are literally disappearing from climate change. You know, water flooding them. The fires in California are no joy either. I thought one of the major ones he signed today, and I think you'll agree, he is putting a moratorium on evictions. There's just too many families. You can't throw them in the street. I think that was a. I think this was a very prosperous day for, or at least a momentous day for many Americans. We went through some hell. There's chaos in the vaccines. I think he's going to take a great role in changing that. I haven't gotten my shot yet. Have you gotten a shot?
No, I haven't. We went on a list, though. So we're on a list, and we're waiting to hear when
shot. It's needed. This is... This got way out of hand. Do you recall, and maybe people will be mad at me for saying it, but he was saying in the beginning, well, this could be 100,000, and maybe better yet, it could be 200,000. I don't know if I misheard him. This is Trump. I just thought that was way out of line. There never was any real policy. I mean, he just tap dance away for the last, 20 weeks on the virus. He absolutely nothing. States we're not getting anything. We never lived in this period. I remember using my memory. I remember the two vaccines that I took for polio. Do you recall that in your time at all?
I seem to recall polio when I was a really small kid. That was still an issue. I remember my parents talking about polio a lot when I was growing up.
I went to school with kids, and I didn't know anything about, I was like 4 or 5 when I got the first shot. And then I got the second one years later. They came out with a new vaccine. Then I took it a second time. And I was shingles. I'm talking about medicine. I know you're pushing medicine efforts, and I'm going to get on that. I have some mayors that I want to talk to. I think it's a great idea. I saw something that you posted today. And I think, your listeners should check out that as well. I think that this is going to be a big push. It's sad that we will lose over 500,000 people before this is done. I'm waiting for the one from New Jersey. I forgot the name of the company, but that would give us 3. They're ready. They were ready to be. I guess they're coming out within a week or so, and others are out there. But this, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I remember the horror of polio when I was a little kid. I had that much of a memory of it because in those days we had something called baby stations in New Jersey. You know, in the town one of the towns I lived in, today there's a car wash there, but there was there were some kind of doctors and nurses that would give you your basic shots. My mother was quite young then. I mean, she was about 26. My brother was born. I remember me getting some shots with him, but this has been a total failure. I think. Without a doubt, every bad president together, including U.S. Grant, who was a good general, but he had his weaknesses when it came to staff. Warren G. Harding was definitely a crook, and maybe a couple of others. They wouldn't even equal what he's done. There's no equal to the tragedy, the 600 children that were separated from their parents, which I think that the president Eric Trump had something to do with, because they were talking about Russian adoptions all the time, and Russia had ceased wanting to do adoptions.
I remember that.
You know, that's a terrible blow. That's so wrong. And the way we looked at other nations, calling them, labeling them bad things. Foreign policy, we've got to get along with everybody in the world, even our enemies. You know, we have to do trade and have fair trade. But this is a blot in our history. This will always be there. You'll never have another, like when Obama came in and Bush came to the White House and went with him. They formed a great friendship. I mean, former President Bush is constantly giving Obama's wife candies at funerals and everything else. I'm sure he gave them to her today. That's the way it should be. We've made this out to be an all and all out war, and we've allowed people that hate to go.
Right. We really need to change the direction we're going in, because it was leading to destruction. Again, it's a new chapter beginning in American history. And I'm optimistic that this is a move in the right direction.
I agree with you. I think it's I'm hoping this changes a lot of minds. I think that some of these white voters feel that they've been the major part of Trump's bloc, feel that they've been taken advantage of. I mean, I feel advantage of it. I'm a New Jersey homeowner, and I have President Trump took away a tax break that New Jerseyans, New Yorkers, and Californians, and I guess some of the other Democratic states have. That was, on our mortgage interest rate that we had, we could deduct some of that. Now we're paying. It's just adding more of a burden. And I
know it's kind of difficult for everybody. And it seems that from the orders that Biden is signing, that he's again trying to reverse this tide that we've been swept in. So again, hopefully. He's able to reverse the trends and the torrents that we've been tumbled about in all this time.
It's interesting that the whole world watched this today. Even in parts of Africa, South Africa, Europe, Western Europe, even some of the countries in Eastern Europe, like Poland, they're watching countries that have been battling the Russians, like the Ukrainians and some of the small border states with the former Russia, Soviet Union, they were intense. We need to change the chapter. I don't think that we can carry every war anymore. That's why I think the change in foreign policy, I think the view is to raise up the middle class, because if you can raise up the middle class, help them get better jobs, create, go back to a green environment, which the automobile companies changed right back pretty quickly. They didn't see any problem with it. They know their adversaries around the world that compete are going for electric cars. They're making electric cars in China like crazy. I don't know why the guy in California just moved his Texas to Texas and owned SpaceX. I don't know why he did that. I think he should have stayed there, because he's got a good it's a good product. And just alone in California, you would sell a lot of electric cars. Things have to change. We need to make we need to get kids back in college. Hercules, a lot of these kids, they're just floating in space. This has not been a good thing. My sister, actually, she teaches in Bergenfield as teacher, a replacement teacher. She's been doing other things as well. And the kids are very unhappy. The two-day in school and the three-day at home, it's not working. I know I said this at the beginning of the show, but we needed to come up with something better than that.
Right.
I don't know what kind of buildings we could have used trailers. I mean, when we have earthquakes and that, they supply trailers. Everybody should have gotten some kind of trailer or something. Can't think of the nasty guy on Fox, but God, He has two sons in Sussex County. He lives in Sussex County. But, oh, God. He used to be on another network. Now I can't remember his name because I'm not watching Fox at all anymore. I wasn't watching him on Fox.
Shepard Smith, maybe? He was on Fox, and now he's on CBS, I think.
I can't think of him. He was great on the other networks. But then he just bought into the Kool-Aid there. And I debated him a couple of times because he brought up a piece of thing. One of my early descendants was, I think, the fifth mayor of Washington, D.C. And mm-hmm. he had been before that. He had been a general, and he was a prisoner of war in the 1812 war. And then he came out and he contacted Jefferson to come to the 25th anniversary of this July 4th, and also Adams and others, and it didn't happen. And I had wrote a piece on him, get me, for the next 2 years, but then the Smithsonian just owned up to it. And I can't now I'm thinking of the wrong guy. I'm thinking of an attorney. There's a real good speaker that's just gone wacko. And there's the lawyer on Fox. He was totally wrong.
I don't really watch Fox. I occasionally catch glimpses of Fox stuff on YouTube, but I stopped watching Fox long time ago.
I catch Fox on CNN. They have a guy that just glance networks on Sunday, and I watch him all the time. I mean, the stuff that comes out that they say, I read many sources, but I hear this craziness that really riles up people. And he got away with it. It was the big lie. They used the term that they used for Hitler. It was a big lie. Do you ever see a movie with Charlie Chaplin dressed up as a soldier and kicking a ball in the shape of a globe?
Is that The Great Dictator, the movie The Great Dictator?
Yeah, that was the end of it. If you can find it, post it on your site. He put
His speech up.
That was the greatest thing ever. You know, you and I got to go to, if you ever have a chance, we'll go together, to the Fort Lee Music Hall of Movie Hall of Fame.
That'd be great.
So much that came out of that. And I at the top of my head, I can't remember the director of it. It has the same name as, I can't think of the girl. I know the girl actress because she's still acting, but her grandfather and grandmother were early silent screen actors. And I always got the bit because I lived in a silent movie actress's house when I was 5 years old. And I found all this. She was still alive walking around with, blue hair. I never saw blue hair before.
My wife Athena does her hair blue these days, so it looks really nice.
I think I'd like to do that sometime. That's who I'd like to get on, if you don't mind. I also will get you some doctors and lawyers, but there was so much of D.W. Griffith made a movie, made two movies. One was Intolerance. And the other one was a racist movie that really became a recruiting. You got it, my friend. You helped me greatly there. They both were up in what they talked about. But the Birth of a Nation became a recruiting name for the Klan. And in the early 20s, the Democratic Party was visited by the Klan in New York City, which was an outrage. Woodrow Wilson was leaving office, as I said. I think the Democrats lost the election after that. But that movie was made right in Fort Lee on the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And it was a desert town at that time. There was nothing north of Fort Lee. The bridge wasn't even built yet. They were coming over by boat, the actors, to come from New York to act in movies or Richfield and other towns in Bergen County that were close to Fort Lee. I mean, Fort Lee, there's a long road called Abbott Avenue. When I was younger, I was engaged to an Abbott, and her family owned most of that territory, 150 years ago. Richfield, uh-huh. Leonia, Palisade Park. That was Old English neighborhood or something. But yes, that was The Birth of a Nation. And that's what basically that reminded me, too, of seeing that movie and seeing those people going in that thing. And mm-hmm. in the end of it, I found that there was an African-American that actually helped them, which is unbelievable. But things happen. Weirdness. Those people have to be won over. I mean, we've had our backs turned. And I'm not talking for political benefit. I really think there is. People got mad at me. I really think there's a need for a Republican Party. Not of the makeup mm-hmm. of Cruz and others, but a traditional Republican Party that may stand firm to its ideas, but is ready to negotiate. You know, our former head of the state Senate, now the head of the Congress, him and Biden used to spend hours together, you know, and that became unfashionable. I mean, when he was a vice president, when he's a member of the Senate. And Biden used to uh-huh. hang around with the Senate Republicans. They were, he was good for, he was told, even when he sat with his friends, the military man, that they shouldn't sit together. But they were lifelong friends as long as their terms, McCain and, right. And Biden. So I you know, the Republican said it and the Democrats said it. But that didn't matter. They went on trips together. You know, Biden ran in 1980. He didn't do successful. That convinced Biden. I mean, Trump. What am I saying? Biden ran in 1980 against Obama. And McCain was doing his bit to run for office. And, you know, they were always friends. They weren't friends at that moment. But his wife, McCain's wife, endorsed Joe, and it worked out well. She kept friendly with Lindsey Graham, but I don't know. We live in a strange world.
Yes, we do, and it's unfortunately the end of today's conversation, but I learned a lot from you as always, and it's always great talking to you. How can people contact you, read all your op-eds and your articles and all the different things that you're doing?
Well, I'm in Strauss newspapers a lot. I'm in other newspapers. Funny, I have where I am now. The newspapers are owned by the same people that own the Record, and I really am not a fan of that. But I'm in the Record sometimes. I do other things. In the past election, I worked heavily for Amy Kennedy in the 7th mm-hmm. District. I worked with her husband, with Joe Feroil, and some of the other Kennedys in my time. I got to tell you, sit down when I have all my memory together and tell you all the people I've hung around with. Drugs with the Kennedys, too. I was a drug person before the legislature, and the Kennedys figured big, if you know what I mean, in drug issues at the time. But they came out okay, all of them. They can catch me in the newspapers. I'm on Facebook. I'm on the other one tied to Facebook. Actually, can email me at either WaitmanBill@yahoo.com or Bill Waitman for, this is going to be a new one, Bill Waitman for Assembly.
All right.
I'm going to run for the Assembly when I get back. I intend to do everything I can to at least make a factor, and hopefully that the state Democratic chair and the local Democratic chairs will give me a break. Even my friend in Warren County, I can beat this one guy, and he deserves to be beat.
A platform for you on the station, you know, we'll have to make it Bill Waitman for Assembly show, and then this way, you know, you could have a steady platform and a sounding board.
I would love that because I would talk about the issues. Too many people in Sussex County commute great distances, and it has the least jobs of any county in the state. So people are on the car riding away, killing themselves, triple crashes that you see. It's just outrageous. They need something better. Some people just are voting against their money interest. I'm talking about the working class and the lower middle class. They don't get anything for the money, as somebody would say. It is a pleasure indeed. I'm thankful that you gave me this time tonight. It was a wonderful talk show. It comes right after a momentous day of parades and everything else. They can get me anywhere they can. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Messenger. They can try me on WhatsApp or anything else.
Wow.
You can post my number. I have to give you my number. You can post it up. I'm using my oldest phone tonight.
Okay. Bill, thank
and
you
Hercules
so much.
And Hercules, you're doing good.
And I look forward to our next conversation. I look forward to seeing you when you get back. Give my love to Hildy, okay?
Okay. You take care.
Okay, you too. And thanks to everybody who joined us, whether you joined us live or later on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And we're going to close our last few seconds here with If You Can Dream by Virginia Ackerman.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky. But only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake.